Well, we are joined this morning on the phone by Nancy Fulton. Nancy is an independent writer and producer and the founder of the Film Funding Club. And we're going to talk a little bit about how maybe you could be your own movie producer. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Very fine. Thank you very much. You know, a lot of people think movies and immediately they think Hollywood. But, you know, a lot of Hollywood types, movie makers and producers, what have you, really kind of sometimes got their start doing little independent pieces.
That's totally true. Actually, I think it's a requirement. If you're going to be successful in any job, you're going to do it by starting out small and doing it a lot, and then you work up to a point where you can do something really wonderful. Nobody's born a film producer. Film production by its nature is always a small business to begin with, and it grows larger when it grows larger because the content is good.
You know, I think a lot of people at different times, Nancy, had some ideas about, gee, I'd like to be able to tell a story and maybe do it through video. And a lot of folks have video cameras. Heck, we have them on our phones. They're everywhere these days. But you start to think about the different ways to do that, and people get discouraged because they feel like, how will I ever get noticed? But it's actually getting easier and easier these days to go out and do your own independent film pieces.
That's exactly right. And in fact, it's actually never been easier. There's a way to get your film on Hulu, Netflix, all of those things. You could obviously release it for free on YouTube. In addition to it, you can do live events through Vocal, VOCKLE.com. It's also easier to write a book than it's ever been before. It's very straightforward to get a book available in Amazon, like within days. You submit the book, and it's available for sale on Amazon. So if, on the off chance that you can drive traffic to your book, like you understand who your market is and how to market your product, you can drive thousands of customers to your own movies and to your own books and make yourself quite a good living. And it's particularly true if what you have to say is unique and original and important to people that you know.
You know, it's interesting, Nancy, these days to listen to some people be just completely shocked when they go to maybe some independent film piece and find out some of the actors that are in some of these. You get big-name actors sometimes. They're in some of these independent films, so they're even seeing the value of it.
Well, media consolidation has really hit actors extremely hard as well. Basically, when you have there's about six companies that control all the media, mainstream media that you see, GE, News Corp, Disney, Viacom, Time Warner, and CBS. They control, and the thing is that they're competing against millions of us little film producers. So they tend to do very big budget things. They do a smaller number of big budget projects, $200 million, $300 million, and then they have to hire actors. Well, the actors get brought in usually for relatively low quantities of money unless they're the very top guy on the project, and they get called in at the last minute. So, yeah, they're eager to work with independent film producers mostly because, one, they get to do better projects that are more character-driven, and two, because it's kind of the only work that they can guarantee. They can't guarantee that they're going to be in the next Spider-Man, but they can guarantee that if they work with small producers that are successful, they too will join in that success. You can get great people.
Sure. Well, I joke a little bit when I say we even have cameras on our cell phones. We're obviously going to use a little bit better equipment than that, but there is equipment out there that is relatively inexpensive these days that even the average person can get. So they purchase something like that. They think they have a concept or an idea. So, Nancy, where do they start? How do they get this ball rolling?
Well, there's a variety of different ways. I'm kind of a big fan of building projects from the ground up. So I usually say start with a great script, which it's pretty easy to figure out how to do that if you know what to do. Then you go through the process of building a production. There are people all over the country called line producers, and a line producer is somebody that a producer can work with who will ensure that they have the right camera, that they obey all the labor laws, that they don't cut anybody's heads off with a helicopter. There's a whole methodology that's, if you want to do something that's really full-bore commercial, the kind of same quality that you see on current television, it's very cost-effective and affordable to do. If you want to do something that is kind of guerrilla filmmaking where you just use your phone, which people have actually done, or you use your iPad, which people have actually done, or you use consumer-quality video equipment, that has to do with just started to create a bunch of footage, cutting it together, and then showing it to people until you find something that people really like. And then you start making it available on Amazon or making it available through any of a dozen places where you can post your content and make it available for sale. There's so many, it's almost impossible to list them all. It is impossible to list them all. So I have a website called The Liberation of American Media, which has a book. It's a short little book, costs like $5. It's an e-book, and it lists all of the process by which you can publish a book, you can produce a film, step-by-step instructions of, you know, first do this, do this, do this, do this, and where you can get it all distributed and so forth. It's basically sort of a field manual for people that just want to start immediately to create films.
It would almost seem like a David versus Goliath kind of a system, though, because it's all about how you promote and how you can get people to actually view that particular piece you've put together. The Hollywood movie theaters spend millions of dollars on promotion. How do you compete with that?
Well, they do it badly, which is why they spend millions of dollars doing it. And also they do it badly because they have lots of people employed doing it. So they do it badly because those people need jobs, which is actually just the fact. As David, what you're going to do is start looking for people you know who want your content because they actually like it. Let's say that you have a really great, let's say you're the kind of person who tells really good modern parables. You're just exceptional at telling stories that put, you know, some of the stories in the Bible or some of the concepts in the Bible into the modern day. And you're just excellent at it. Well, those stories are really cheap to shoot, and there's people nationwide who want to see those stories. They want to see those stories. So, and there's a whole network of people, ranging from churches to religious education organizations, that want to see those stories. So you write stories for people you know about things you care about, and you start reaching out into the networks of people who also care about those things. And the content really will, if it's good, carry itself. It's really remarkable. It's amazing how many people will tell people about a movie they've seen that's changed their lives or a book they've read that's changed their lives. That's what the word viral means, is that people share it because they love it so much. So Hollywood is trying to get millions of people to see films because it has to. You only have to get, you know, 1,000 people, you know, to give you $10 and you got $10,000. you don't have to make nearly as much money.
Mm-hmm. So it is possible to be financially successful through this.
To be, one, financially successful, and two, very fulfilled. I think the other thing is that, let's say that you're a person who knows something. There's this fracking that's going on all across the country, and there's all this question about what it does to the aquifers and water supplies. Well, if you happen to live in a place where that kind of thing is going on, you have a front row seat. You can tell them. So you're in a position to tell a story that nobody else could tell. So sometimes you might decide to make a project because it's true to your heart and because you think it's the most important thing you can tell your friends, your family, and the American people. Sometimes you make a story because you just can't bear not to. And sometimes you make a story because it's whimsical and funny and because you do want to make a living doing it. And in fact, a person can do both of those things. Some stories may, you know, some people start out making life and death stories and they end up making stories that are just wonderful to hear. So it depends on what drives you.
And we joke sometimes about how, I've always kind of looked at movies these days, and actors don't seem to be very good these days. They just stand in front of a green screen, and mm-hmm. they blow things up behind them with animation and stuff.
Yes.
You know, there's not that interaction between actors. You know, you don't have that emotional connection and things. You don't need to have huge budgets to blow things up if you have a good, solid story.
It's so true, and you're not the only one that misses that. Actors are being driven crazy by that as well. They are really sick. I mean, so many of them are really sick of the parts that they get. They don't want to play these people. A lot of actors are true actors. Being an actor is like being a four-dimensional sculptor. You're taking a person and showing that person move through experiences that change them on the best of days. And when you can't do that as an actor, you might as well be a puppet. They don't like the feeling of not having any connection to their characters. It breaks their heart. There's really nothing worse as an artist. It's like being told you have to paint walls every day. So they are very passionate about projects that are character driven and that do let them do their job, which is to show the world what it, people in these moments of crisis or in these moments of joy, to show people changing the world. So you've got a friend in actors. They're truly collaborative. They want to, you have an important story you want to tell, you can find an actor who loves you, who loves it as much as you do and who wants to tell that story as well. And actually, we might very well discover some great new actors all around the country, because they're not located just in Hollywood and they're not located just in New York, and they shouldn't have to travel to tell their, you know, to play that role.
Well, we're seeing the same thing in the music business too, where a lot of acts, a lot of new bands, groups, individuals these days are just going the independent route and taking care of their own marketing online, as opposed to getting into the politics and the bureaucracy of the large record companies and things, and they're having success with it.
They're having great success, and I think the reason is that nobody cares as much about a creative person's project as the creative person. And if you have a band that gets together, works for free, gathers an audience, do they really want to hand over this enterprise that they've built and this thing that they've created from pure sweat to somebody who's only doing it for the money? Do they really want to? Because I don't think they do. And in fact, most of the time they don't.
Absolutely. So the next time we see someone graduate from college with a degree in film and people try to discourage them, saying, how are you ever going to make that work out? Well, they might be able to do very well and do it right in their own backyard.
I think they should. And in fact, there's a very good reason to do it locally. It's a very good reason to work there instead of in Hollywood, New York. When you work in Hollywood, New York, you're in a position of fighting. You're going to a place where it's expensive. Why not work where you are, which is cheap and cost-effective? And also, again, you're telling a story that is true to an exotic place people haven't been to before, which, you know, is where most of us live every single day. I haven't seen your part of the world. I haven't lived the life that you live. I want to see that story. I don't want to see the story I've seen 1,000 times.
Absolutely. You know? And it can happen through film very, very easily, quite frankly.
Yes.
Very good. Well, Nancy, thanks. Some good tips there. We hope to see a lot of people maybe take on that passion. I'm sure there are a lot of folks out there who have that inner drive, but just never really thought they could make it happen for themselves.
I hope so, too. It's something I'm very passionate about. I can't wait to see the films people make, actually.
Very good. Well, thanks for your time. Take care.
Thanks, man.